Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we glorify your name. We ask that we may love you in all things, and that others may know that love by our action. We ask that everything that we do, everything that we seek, may glorify all that you are, that others may know the glory of God. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today we're going to continue in our journey through Romans. And again, this is a fascinating letter. And so we want to look at what is being said here in a powerful way. And we don't want to just kind of read it, oh, this is Romans. See, this is one of the problems where people say, well, you should read the Bible. Well, yeah, I mean, you should read a lot of things. But if you just read the Bible as, okay, well, I read this and I read this. No, the Bible is best read verse at a time, which takes forever. It's called Lectio Divina. And that is, you're reading a verse and you're meditating and you're praying upon it and all that. So just so you know, that's really the best way to read the Bible. And you don't read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation in that order. You read different parts. You read the Gospel, sometimes even read different parts of the same prayer session, so to speak. For example, notice at Mass, on weekdays, we read from three books. The book of Psalms is always there. But also, there's either an Old or New Testament reading or the Gospels. By the way, we know the Gospels are in the New Testament, but they're their own section by itself. So usually when we say a New Testament reading, we don't mean the Gospels because they're a section by itself. So on weekdays, you're reading from two different books, three different books anyway. And then on weekends, you're reading from four because you read Old Testament, New Testament, Gospel, unless, of course, it is Easter. So let us continue looking at what's being said by St. Paul from Corinth to the people, to the Christians in Rome. In this chapter, in this section of the chapter, we see one of the most famous and maybe even misunderstood passages in Romans. And what's happening here, of course, is here we're talking about Paul is preaching the gospel, and as he says, the one who is righteous by faith will live. In other words, let's go back to that. Through their faith, they will live their life a certain way. So that's how it is. We believe in God, you know, those who love me will keep my commandments. So when we have a relationship with God, we focus and we live our life in that way, that we are rooted in Christ, we are focused in Christ, and that's how it works. But this is the path where it says, the wrath of God is indeed being revealed from heaven against every impiety and wickedness of those who suppress the truth by their wickedness. This is also the beginning of a great misunderstanding. Because people will use this to attack certain categories of people, and this is especially used against the homosexual community, without reading the entire thing, which is actually an understanding of people who understood the truth and purposely suppressed it, purposely rejected it. And what is the truth? Christ is the truth. And then everything came out of that. And if you read this passage carefully, what you're actually seeing is absolutely the truth. When people turn from Christ and follow their own way, what are they going to do? They are going to be subject to their own passions. And that's actually what's described here. They're going to be subject to their own passions, and God is going to allow it because they said, we want nothing to do with you, God. We're going to walk down a different path, and we're going to walk down the path that we think is right. And that's where it begins. I always like to bring out, and I actually just finished an article about it for a newsletter I edit, I always like to bring out that idolatry is actually the sin that creates all the others. And I get really irritated when people focus on one of the sins mentioned in this or other chapters, including Sodom and Gomorrah, without bringing up idolatry, because the true problem, as stated by Paul, is idolatry. It is rejecting God and then walking down your own path. That's the problem. It is becoming your own God. So when people find a specific group and say, you are suffering, or you are evil, or you are this, for their actions, without going back to what the real sin is, and that's where people get lost. So they will say it condemns a certain sin. For example, most people use it to say it condemns homosexuality. But if you look very carefully, it condemns all forms of unnatural sex. All forms of unnatural sex. That's what it condemns, for starters. And then it also condemns wickedness, evil, greed, well, naturally, malice, envy, murder, rivalry, treachery, spite, gossiping, scandal mongering, and also rejection of God, insolence, haughtiness, boastfulness, ingenious in their wickedness, rebelliousness towards parents, being senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. See, these are all the fruits of rejecting God, knowingly rejecting God. It's bigger than one sin. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Do you ever want to have an input into the homily preparation of a priest? Do you ever want to share with a priest or a deacon any ideas on which to preach? Well, let me invite you to CatholicAudioMedia.com. Click on Input for Homily in the top left side of the page and follow the instructions. There, your words may have a great input on what is preached at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. So remember, CatholicAudioMedia.com, click on Input for Homily and follow the instructions, and your words may make a difference at what is preached every single weekend at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. That's St. Anthony Parish, Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can check out the archives of the show. You can check out our shopping tab now, where you can see various items that you can purchase from various stores in order to support the parish. One of them is, at a discount, my latest book. And as you know, I self-publish, because that way you get to read what I write, not what an editor for a publishing company says. Well, if you're going to be published by this company, you need to change what you write here. No, this is what I write. Bam. So you can get that. You can also see a collection of mugs there as well, and different designs. And that's going to be growing too. It might be great Christmas presents. And remember, you connect with the store, which will give you a larger collection of things on the mugs. And then you can also, by doing that, you support the parish. So consider that, if you would. And also, do note, you can connect to the parish. Tonight we have a discussion about St. Thomas Aquinas, as we always do on Tuesday nights. Tomorrow night we have adoration, and of course I'm available in the confessional, so check that out as well. And that'll be tomorrow night, as always, and I'm available in the confessional. And our confessional style is what is known as anonymous. Any Catholic knows that. And what that means is it is the traditional confessional. So I sit in one booth, you sit in the other. We're separated by a wall and a tiny little screen, and you can confess and you go, do you know who that was? I have no clue. It's totally anonymous. So anyway, that's tomorrow night, 6 to 7. So we're talking about this powerful teaching from St. Paul. So this is what he's really understanding, that when we reject Christ, we walk down the path, as I always like to say, it's like relative bearings and true bearings. We walk down the path of our own navigation, and it leads us down some really disastrous places. In the Old Testament, by the way, when this would pop up, when people would abandon God and walk down their own paths, they would fall into human sacrifice. And there are people today that say, we are falling into human sacrifice. You realize that in Nazi Germany, that was human sacrifice, is what that was. If you really understand, so, well, that was a genocide, that was also human sacrifice. That's what happens when you walk away from God. You go back to the pagan way of existence, and eventually that leads to human sacrifice. In the modern times, that leads to a genocide. So how do we deal with that? How do we change that? How do we come to a whole new way of existing? That is by embracing this faith. And that's what we're called to do. But remember, it's not a moral code. It leads to an immoral code if we walk away and we walk down a whole different way, a whole different understanding of our existence. It is essentially, I can use the term anthropology. It's a whole new way of understanding ourselves as a whole new set of reality, who we truly are. And that's what Jesus came to teach us. This is who you really are. This is what it appears you are, which is how most people operate. And then Jesus said, this is who you really are. Something fascinating. I get into listening to some interesting programs, and I'm very selective of what I listen to, but some of these programs are secular programs. One of them, by the way, is Coast to Coast AM. I don't listen to anything to deal with spiritualism or the occult or anything else. There's a lot of discussion about aliens and people from UFOs and coming to visit and stuff like that. Well, I don't get into that at all, except for the fact, why are people getting into aliens? If they turn away from God, then they're getting into the alien idea, first of all, because there's strange evidence going around. But the other thing is, they're looking for something beyond us. That's natural within the human being. And so if they turn away from God, they say, well, maybe there are beings from another planet, which we believe is a possibility. There's always that possibility. Whether or not they can travel to this planet is a whole different story. But why is that all fascinating people? Because they're reaching out. There's something more. Well, we know what the something more is. Jesus came to teach us. It is the eternal life in all he taught us. See you tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.